I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I on. Believe that everyone wants to love
All
and
of these
be
add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
Film director Errol Morris won the Best Documentary Oscar last year for The Fog of War. Today, Morris is our essayist for NPR's This I Believe. The weekly series asks people from all walks of life to tell about their central personal beliefs. Here's the series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
When Errol Morris had trouble getting work as a documentary filmmaker, he made his living as a private detective. It was good training. It taught him to dig past the apparent story to whatever lay beneath, to the real story, an appropriate goal for a detective or a documentarian. Morris's films tend to involve an onion-peeling search for the truth. Indeed, that search is echoed in the principles that guide his life, as he tells us in his essay, For This I Believe.
I believe in truth and in the pursuit of truth. When I was 10 years old, I asked a neighborhood kid who was older than me, which city is further west, Reno, Nevada, or Los Angeles? The correct answer is Reno, Nevada. But he was convinced it was the other way around. He was so convinced that Los Angeles was west of Reno that he was willing to bet me $2. So I went into the house to get my Rand McNally atlas. The kid looked at the atlas and said, "This map is drawn funny." It wasn't. Was his argument that the map didn't preserve east, west, north, and south? What kind of map would that be? I showed him, if you trace down the 120-degree west line of longitude, which runs almost directly through Reno, Nevada, you end up somewhere west of Los Angeles in the Pacific Ocean. He replied, "Lines of longitude don't cross the ocean." What? I told him lines of longitude were there to indicate how far west or east some location was, regardless of whether it was on land or on sea. There was one insurmountable problem, however. He was bigger than me. I drew a number of conclusions from this story. There is such a thing as truth, but we often have a vested interest in ignoring it, or even outright denying it. Also, it's not just thinking something that makes it true. Truth is not relative, it's not subjective, it may be elusive or hidden, people may wish to disregard it, but there is such a thing as truth, and the pursuit of truth, trying to figure out what has really happened. Trying to figure out how things really are. Almost 15 years ago, I stumbled on a story about an innocent man, a man who had been sentenced to die in the Huntsville, Texas electric chair, and through hard work, luck, and a certain amount of pathological obsession, I was able to make the movie The Thin Blue Line and to help get him out of prison. What kept me going was the belief that there had to be answers to the questions. Did he do it? Was he guilty or innocent? If he didn't do it, who did? And that I could find an answer to these questions through investigating. It's not that we find truth with a big T. We investigate, and sometimes we find things out, and sometimes we don't. There's no way to know in advance. It's just that we have to proceed as though there are answers to questions. We must proceed as though, in principle, we can find things out, even if we can't. The alternative is unacceptable. I will never know whether the neighborhood kid really didn't understand the logic of my argument about Reno, Nevada, or whether he understood it completely and just didn't want to admit it, or whether he understood it and just didn't want to pay up. I'll never know. All I know is I never got my $2.
Documentary filmmaker Errol Morris with his essay For This I Believe. We want to invite you, as we do each week, to contribute to this series. We'd like to hear your personal beliefs, distilled into 3 minutes. If that challenge intrigues you, visit our website, npr.org, for more information and to hear more essays from the series. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
And next Monday on Morning Edition, an essay from a listener, Frederick Reamer, a member of the Rhode Island Parole Board.
This I Believe is made possible by a grant from Farmers Insurance.